Hello and welcome to another balmy, relaxed summertime edition of Daily Info's Oxcast. We're coming to you live, not live, we're pre-recorded.
We're pre-recorded, mate.
It's Wednesday the 24th of July and we are going to be telling you all about the upcoming events in the city of Oxford and surrounding areas.
I'm Anais Higgins.
And I'm Alwyn Collinson. We are both chilling out. I'm in shorts, she's in a summer dress.
I'm in a play suit.
Is it a play suit?
It is a play suit.
Instantly, my aesthetic respect for you has gone down several notches.
Play suits are one up on dresses.
No, they're not. They're a regressive step.
It's got the word play in it.
Yeah, because they're designed for three-year-olds. That is for you because your mum doesn't want you flashing your knickers at the sandpit.
Well, good, good. I also want to flash my knickers at the sandpit, and I'm glad I have clothes which prevent me from doing so, whilst also achieving maximum fun.
As I think are we all. Speaking of maximum fun, what are some of the events that you have for us this week?
Well, started on Monday at the New Theatre, running till Saturday, is Save the Last Dance for Me. Not to be confused with Save the Last Dance,
right,
which is the film from 2001 in which Julia Stiles dances. This is also about dance.
You astound me, Anais.
I know. No spoilers there. It's basically a musical combination of Dreamboats and Petticoats, which was at the New Theatre last year, I believe, mm-hmm, and Dirty Dancing.
Oh, wow. So it's a kind of every possible musical button is being pushed simultaneously.
There's a lot of musical buttons being pushed. It's nostalgic. It's feel good.
Yeah.
It's all about love and holiday romances, which we all know go really well.
Absolutely.
And it's set in the summer of 1963.
Oh, I remember that summer of 1963. It was a good year. Not as sunny as this one, though. This is the sunniest summer in living memory, I believe, or something.
Is it?
Ridiculous.
No,
like
some
that.
People are like, oh, it was much worse in the 70s, you know. These weren't born.
Of course it was worse in the 70s. They didn't have Wi-Fi or aircon or, you know, texting to distract them, or Daily Info's Oxcast, that also didn't exist in the 70s. What a blasted wasteland of aesthetic they
well,
must have
back
been.
Back to the show, which wasn't the 70s, it was the 60s, so it was probably even worse than the 70s. But this show, it's, you know, it's hot and summery, too hot, but the emphasis is very much on reliving the hits, not really engrossing yourself in any kind of challenging narrative. If you want to go along, bop, clap, enjoy the old 60s tunes, then this is the show for you. We've got a review on our website. You can go to dailyinfo.co.uk to have a read, or you can just go straight to the New Theatre, 7:30 p.m. from tonight till Saturday.
Sounds brilliant. There we go. Well, I've got a piece of theatre to tell you about as well. It's actually a piece of children's theatre, which is why I went to review it last night.
Can I go in my play suit to watch it?
In fact, you would fit in much better there than in these serious professional offices where we're all wearing suits and ties and cargo shorts. It's James and the Giant Peach. Roald Dahl, absolute classic. And this is a really, really good production.
It's quite hard though, because it's like, in my imagination, James and the Giant Peach is so very much the Disney animation from my childhood.
Yes.
For them to kind of make a piece of theatre and you kind of have images of what to expect.
Well, they do it really well. They're not trying too hard on the costumes, which isn't to say they're bad. It's just that they've sort of like, they've really gone for kind of capturing the feel of it. So they've got a massive peach at the back and all of the insects are musicians. So they've got instruments live on stage. The grasshopper has a fiddle, of course. Centipede was there with his saxophone. I'm sure you remember that from the book. And it's really kind of evocative. It's clever. They've got all these interesting little twists. So the sharks are wearing hoodies and they're on little scooters and they're scooting around looking evil. There's aunts. Aunt Spiker and Sponge. Roald Dahl's villains are just the best in any narrative ever produced. But it's really good. It was me and about 300 small children, which is, you know, which is about the right
is
intellectual
there
level.
Interaction?
There is just.
Did they hear this really deep bellowing voice of all the kids shrieking, and you're like, James.
Exactly. I stuck my hand up when they wanted to bring someone up on stage to be interviewed, but unfortunately,
did they do a thing where they ask with anyone's birthday.
No, it's not too pantomime. I am deeply down on pantomimes. I find them absolutely cringeworthy. But it didn't have any look behind me nonsense. It did have a lot of shouting, but it was nicely balanced, so like it was just enough audience interaction to keep the audience awake and interested and glued to what was happening on stage, but then they would switch and do some kind of a nice song or some clever
theater,
pyrotechnics,
some serious acting.
But yeah, I would highly recommend it, especially if you have kids. But if you don't, to be honest, it's pretty bloody good.
It's like Roald Dahl.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway, it's on at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. every day until Saturday, when it's on at 10:30 and 2 p.m. at the Oxford Playhouse.
Fantastic.
Very good.
Well, I've got something now for Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Hadley Freeman is at Blackwell's Bookshop.
Why don't you tell me who she is?
Yes, you do not know these things. She is a Guardian features and columnist writer.
No, I never read The Guardian.
Her two areas of specialism are the two Fs, fashion and feminism.
I thought they were going to be different F's there, ones that we couldn't say on
air. No, you can talk about these to your heart's delight. She's coming to Blackwells to do a talk about her latest book, which is called Be Awesome, A Modern Life for Modern Ladies. So the title can be read a bit cringeworthy. I'm cutting in before you can even say anything.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Book, the book is on a similar level pegging as the big funny feminist hits of late with Catelyn Moran's How to Be a Woman and Tina Fey's Bossy Pants.
I was going to say, is she a cheap Catelyn Moran impersonator, basically?
She's a different Catelyn Moran. One of the things I was reading is somebody said Catelyn Moran's How to Be a Woman is How to Be Catelyn Moran, whereas Hadley Freeman's Be Awesome is just How to Be
Awesome.
Your own awesome.
Oh, your own variety of awesome, I see, yeah.
So, you know, you can have your own take.
There we go. I am a fan of Catelyn Moran, for what it's worth.
Well, then,
so
you'll probably like Hadley Freeman. Mm-hmm. And the book is a kind of survival guide packed with lots of cultural references, very honest writing. She talks about her own anorexia and, not a memoir, but kind of her own issues as a woman. Mm-hmm. And lots of great one-liners.
As a former anorexic woman, I think this is absolutely up my street.
I think you can identify.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Inside this fat man is a thin woman.
Is an anorexic woman.
Dying for a piece of cake.
Well, if you want to go hear her chat and thoughts and observations on being a woman in 2013, then go to Blackwells for 7 p.m. on Thursday. There aren't many tickets left, so you do want to get in early.
Act now, listeners!
You can call up Blackwells or you can go in to the shop, the customer service desk, and book your tickets for Thursday evening.
Fantastic. Well, I actually have a competing event.
Ooh.
Yours is a female feminist writer. Mine's a male author.
Battle
of the sexes. They are extremely similar. It's not as though it's like, I don't know, it's not as though there's a raging misogynist coming to town and I'm suggesting you go and see him instead.
No, I don't think we should also say, like, women go to this, men go to that.
Exactly.
They're both for everyone.
Exactly. Go along, meet, who knows, love might spark at a feminist talk. That's perfectly likely, you know, it's not a sarcastic comment. author Mark Haddon is speaking at Thursday night on Modern Art Oxford, or alternatively he might be speaking at Modern Art Oxford on Thursday night. They're both possibilities. He's an acclaimed novelist for children and adults alike, much acclaimed. You probably don't recognise him, but if I tell you that he wrote The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, you will be like, yeah, loved it. Absolutely.
And he's a local Oxfordshire.
He is.
Man.
He's a great hero.
Actually,
he's got a really rich biography. He wrote a ton of children's books in the late 80s and 90s, and then wrote The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, where made it big. He's also a keen artist, and as you say, an Oxfordshire native, which explains his presence at Modern Art Oxford. He's going to be giving a talk, which is called The Missing Square, and it promises to cover everything from Benjamin Britten to cave painting, taking in things like nuclear waste and modernist architecture en route. So it's a kind of stream of consciousness art stand-up performance.
And he did this at the Hay Festival, if I'm right.
He
so it's
did.
Been aired at probably the most bookish place.
Absolutely.
Could be
well, after
summer.
Oxford, obviously. it got really good reviews, actually, for showing a kind of intricate interlocking thought process of, obviously, a tremendously talented author. So if you're interested in the creative process or Mark Haddon or any of the modern world, go along. 6 p.m. tomorrow night, that's Thursday the 25th, at Modern Art Oxford. Booking is required.
I have another competing event on Thursday.
What?
Thursday's the new Friday.
People
new
are going to be doing nothing else on Thursday nights.
But the whole city is going to be divided. Do I go to a book talk? Do I go to a feminist talk?
Or do
I
go to
Create Oxford?
I think Oxford's been fairly well created. It looked pretty solid from where I'm sitting.
Well, this is the third Create Oxford event, and it's taking place at the Ovada Warehouse down Osney Lane. It's a new type of kind of local crowdfunding event, which aims to raise money for Oxford's art projects.
Brilliant.
Which we love, because we talk about them every week in the Oxcast.
Exactly. Please, go along, raise money, otherwise we'll have nothing to tell you about. Maybe you'd like that.
You pay a donation on the door to get in, and it's £5 minimum, £10 recommended. And that gets you a free drink and a vote. And in advance of the event, people have emailed...
Paying for votes? This is not democracy.
People have emailed pitches, and six pitches are selected. And at the Create Oxford event, you hear the six artist organisations pitch for their 6 minutes. Then you get to vote on which one you think's best. Mm. Though, to be honest, I've been before, and all the projects you just wish you could fund. And so you do your vote, the votes are counted. All the money that you paid, that everyone paid on the door, gets doubled by the council and given to the winner.
What
and at the last
idea.
Event, about £1,000 was raised. And you can imagine the impact that has on kind of a small scale
of course,
kind of grassroots project.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
If you're impressed by, if you appreciate art, because there is a lot of amazing art and theatre and things like that in Oxford, if you like it and want to see more, especially things like street theatre or street art, go along. You know, you really do not have any excuse not to.
And there's a sort of fantastic after party for this. They're calling it their summer party. Mm. There's going to be drinks, pizza, a DJ set, and also folky music from James Bell and the Half Moon Stars. So, you know, let alone the voting, the art, then it's just a party. So arrive from 6:30, pictures start at 7, and the party and after-party bit is from 8:30.
Brilliant. Of course, maybe you hate art, maybe you hate feminism, but maybe you love some old-fashioned theatre. In that case, don't worry, we have your Thursday night covered also, because we are going to... I say old-fashioned, it's a modern production of Shakespeare, so of course...
It's an old show.
An old show.
Modern fashion.
Exactly. They're bringing it back. It's called The Taming of the Shrew. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Sounds vaguely familiar. Anyway, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely brilliant. It's on in Banbury this Thursday, so if you're not in Oxford, but you are in Banbury, we have you covered. It's at the Mill Theatre in Banbury, and it's a production from Madcap Theatre, who are a professional company based in Birmingham. They are taking a tour of Taming of the Shrew up around the country. It's been really, really well reviewed, and it's had 5-star reviews. It's going to be updating the classic comedy with things like music and dance and physical theatre.
Physical theatre, one must
absolutely
indulge in
darling.
A little bit of an now and then.
Yes, I must have a little physical theatre every evening before I go to bed. It's my vice, sir. And you can go and see it. It is on at 7:30 on Thursday night.
Moving on to Friday now. We've done a lot of stuff on Thursday, to be honest.
Exactly. Your week is absolutely packed already.
And Friday, there's more stuff. I'm all about the feminism and the women this week, as I am every week and every hour and every minute.
There's an oddly feminine like tone to some of the events. I just can't understand what could be leading you towards these, Anais.
On Friday, there is some fantastic comedy at the East Oxford Community Centre. Mm-hmm. It's a very cosy venue, East Oxford Community Centre.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perhaps ideal for a slumber party. And what's
a slumber party?
A slumber party, which is, in fact, the name of Canadian comedian Mae Martin's show, which she's bringing on the last preview before she goes up to Edinburgh. She's done a few previews, so you're pretty sure this is going to be as polished as you can get before it goes up to the big comedy festivals. Mae Martin is a Canadian comedian, and she's been performing and writing since the tender age of 13. And in Slumber Party...
Sounds terribly precocious.
she reminisces and recollects her adolescence and asks pertinent questions about whether maybe watching too much Buffy made her a bit gay.
Really?
I mean, we all have to ask ourselves these questions.
I watched quite a lot of Buffy. I assume we're talking about the Vampire Slayer, not someone else called Buffy.
No, sorry, the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, and I don't think it was any danger of turning me gay.
Maybe your anorexic woman on the inside is actually gay. That seems really likely.
She's
actually
extremely diverse, this interior anorexic woman.
Yes.
I wonder at what point I developed or consumed her.
Mae Martin's being supported by Anne Dominey, who's a local comedian come cabaret performer.
Brilliant.
So there's two great comedians in a lovely intimate Oxford venue. Mm-hmm. It's Friday at 7:30 p.m. mm-hmm. at the East Oxford Community Centre.
Once again, if you want to indulge your inner masculinist, let's say, and want to avoid all this female stuff, I have a male alternative, which is very similar. I'm not saying that Matt Richardson is misogynist. That would be terrible and, for all I know, inaccurate. He's not here to defend himself, so I'm going to slander him with impunity. If you fancy a laugh, you could do worse than heading to the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot. Matt Richardson is a local boy done good. He is a Didcot native whose career started when he made the finals of Edinburgh's So You Think You're Funny stand-up contest, which is no mean feat, because there is an absolute horde of promising young talent in Edinburgh, obviously, when they do this contest. He's now had a number of TV appearances, and he's going to be co-hosting ITV2 shows The Extra Factor next year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's very...
He's on the up and up.
Mainstream public, yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, he's back in Didcot with his comedy tour, which is, appropriately enough, called Hometown Hero. He's going to be on 8 p.m. on Friday night, and he's funny, he's talented, he is disgustingly young. Have a guess at how old this enormously
really
successful
I'm
Matt Richardson.
I'm going to say he's 12.
He looks 12, but he is actually 21. But yeah, so any undercutting
how dare
us.
Anyone younger than us?
Exactly.
Be any more successful than us?
Any amount of fame. Lady Gaga is like 20, 22 or 23,
no,
isn't she?
No.
She is extremely young. Anyway, but you can go and see this talented child, this boy wonder in the Didcot Cornerstone Friday at 8 p.m.
If you want to know more about any of the events we've spoken about, or perhaps anything else that's going on that isn't to do with books or feminism or comedy, then you can look on our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
Or alternatively, if you want to find jobs or rooms to let or things to sell or buy, they are also available at the same web address.
www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Moving on to the weekend now. On Saturday and Sunday, Barefoot Books is going to be bustling and buzzing even more than it usually is.
Buzzling.
It's a combination of bustling and buzzing.
I got
buzzing.
It. It's a neologism that you're inventing. You're the modern day Shakespeare.
I am.
But a woman.
Indeed. I am indeed in a play suit.
You just can't get that out of the listeners' minds, can you?
It's a good play suit.
I hope you're envisioning. She's got a pink bow tied in her hair. Basically, she's 12.
Right. Well, on we go. The fact that I'm 12 probably corresponds to why I chose to talk about this great family event for kids. It's the Oxjam Family Weekend Takeover. Oxjam is a music festival which takes place all over Oxford and all over the UK in October. And it's run by volunteers and profits go to Oxfam. And obviously with there being quite a big Oxfam headquarters in Oxford, it's quite a big deal here. So in kind of preparation for the festival, there's kind of some warm-ups and some more fundraising events happening up until October, including the Barefoot Books Oxjam Family Takeover.
Wonderful.
So it's going to be at Barefoot Books and there's going to be some music from Nick Cope, who's basically Oxford's go-to family kids musician. Anything which requires music for family or kids, he will be there, being amazing. There's also some other local performers, aspiring Nick Cope's wannabes, and also face painting and crafts. I also quite enjoy the fact that it's adults can come free with any paying child, rather than
the
reverse.
That's nice.
So,
that's a
lovely play on pricing policies and so on. There's also a very good raffle to tempt you in. You can win tickets to upcoming kids shows at the Cotswolds Wildlife Park, or there's some goodies available for mums and dads.
Fantastic.
So if you want to support your local music scene, if you want to support Oxfam, or if you just want to initiate any little ones you have or want to bring along with you to really good local music,
the little ones you bring along, you should probably know already.
You should know them, yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't like take someone along who you don't know. We just want to clarify that we're not in favour of child kidnapping.
No, if they if they're paying their way for you,
yeah, exactly.
You know, you should it'd be pals. So go to Barefoot Books for Saturday and Sunday for all of that.
Fantastic. Well, alternatively, there is something else to do as a family this weekend, or indeed by yourself. This one is not so age exclusionary. It's the Chalbury Riverside Festival. Now, this is a free festival.
Yeah, I thought free, isn't
it's
it?
It's brilliant.
Oh, good.
In the fantastic little beautiful riverside village of Chalbury, which is in Oxfordshire. You can get there pretty easily from Oxford train station. And there are going to be 40 acts across three stages. There's going to be market stalls. There's going to be a riverside fringe stage where there'll be sort of little acts of sort of comedy or cabaret and things like that on. And once again, I cannot stress this enough, it's completely free.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Not even having to pay for your kids.
Trade ticket there.
Exactly.
And the kids don't have to pay for.
Presumably lots of delicious food as well. There are going to be some really good acts on as well. On the Saturday, there is a performance by possibly my favourite Oxfordshire band, the Rabbit Foot Spasm Band.
Oh, seriously? Oh, yes. Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
They're so good at supporting all the local festivals.
They really are. They were
at
Truck this last weekend where we saw them.
Halfway to 75, I think, in new festivals at the Isis Tavern on the following day. No break for them.
Amazing. Swing, jazz, they're a big band, really good. You could also see the Epstein on Saturday.
Oh, yes.
Or on Sunday, there's a pick of people like We Aeronauts or Dreaming Spires.
All very good names.
All the good Oxfordshire bands from all the way from indie to swing. Anyway, Chalbury, this weekend, it's on from noon till 10 on Saturday, 11 till 8 on Sunday.
Well, you say, all different types of music. I've got a different type of music that might not be at Chalbury, but
You're
going
to have to have a pretty eccentric type of music for me to believe it's not
it
Chalbury.
It might not be at Chalbury, and I'm sure it's not. It's at the Wesley Memorial Church on New Inhall Street in Oxford. Bell ringing.
Bell ringing?
Why not experience the traditional English art of bell ringing this weekend?
You know what the proper word is for bell ringing? Campanology. There
Seriously?
Yeah, expand
Even
your mind.
Even the bell ringing band didn't tell me that.
There we go. I think they might be frauds.
How about some campanology on Saturday at the Wesley Memorial Church? The band is called Resonance. They are bell ringings who play an eclectic mix of music, including popular, classical, sacred word music, as well as songs from shows and original handbell compositions.
Amazing. Original handbell compositions.
But they do guarantee there'll be plenty of tunes you know. So I hope there is some Lady Gaga.
Excellent.
To be honest, I think that's,
Poker face, dong, 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 dong.
Thank you for that imitation
just
of the bell ringing.
Getting the in mind of how it might sound there.
So the Resonance group are made up
of nine
ringers, and they use over 100 bells and chimes between them. So it sounds pretty epic as
extraordinary.
Well. Preceding this event at the St James Church in Cowley, there's a try your own bell ringing experience from 6 to 7:30. You can just turn up, have a go at the bells, then you can go to the Wesley Memorial Church and listen to people playing them properly.
Well, that's fantastic. Of course, maybe you just can't be asked for all this live music. It's far too old school. You want to listen to only electronically recorded music played back to you. I have you covered. I would head to what is rapidly becoming one of my favourite bars on Cowley Road, is the Big Society. They are going to have another of their increasingly fiendish quizzes this Sunday.
Yes. do a good quiz.
Exactly. This one is a music quiz, which is run by Oxjam, who you mentioned earlier. So I imagine proceeds will be supporting Oxjam Festival and Oxfam. So you can guarantee it will have a pretty good selection of tunes. Tickets are £3, although if they're recent film quizzes that have been on at the Big Society or anything to go by, it will be a multimedia sensation. Well worth it. It starts at 8 p.m. on Sunday, so conveniently just after happy hour. Get those cocktails lined up, listen to tunes, maybe win something.
Sounds good. Listen to some music before you go. Listen to some bell ringing and go to Charlbury before you go.
It's a combo. We've got your entire weekend planned out.
Now moving on to next week. On Monday at the Oxford Playhouse, there is the play The Pitman Painters.
Lovely, lovely.
It is a play written by Lee Hall, who was the screenwriter of the classic hit Billy Elliot, and more recently was involved in writing the Warhorse movie.
Oh, wow. So he's got quite a...
Good yeah. credentials. It's a play all about a group of northern miners in the 1930s who led an art appreciation evening class. But basically, they stuffed in all the theory, started their own paintings, and then that led to mixing with avant-garde artists, selling their works to collectors, and still maintaining their mining jobs.
Amazing. So it's a true story, then?
It's based on a true story. That happened, then a book was written about it, and then he was inspired by the book. This is an award-winning play already.
Brilliant.
And it's had acclaim on Broadway and our Royal National Theatre stage.
And now it comes to Oxford for its final test.
It's come to Oxford for the first time after being tried and tested all over. It's about ordinary men achieving extraordinary things based on the real life happenings, and it's certain to be entertaining and moving. And really, if you liked Billy Elliot, you'll probably enjoy this too.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you hated Billy Elliot, what's wrong with you? A little heartwarming northern fairy tale.
Why can't you accept that northerners can also like great art?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so now we've got the sexism. Now we're putting in the north-south divide as well. Controversial podcast. Okay, finally, let's wrap up with Tuesday. There is a treat for some classical music fans. It's on in the Sheldonian Theatre. Where else?
Always absolutely. Has to be.
It's Oxford's renowned Adderbury Ensemble, and they will be performing one of their summer concert series with some of the greatest and most well-known pieces of Baroque music in an absolutely beautiful setting. So on Tuesday, the concert includes Pachelbel's Canon, which you will know, and if you haven't heard it, you should look at the hilarious Pachelbel's Canon rant on YouTube. There's a little tip for you. There's some Handel, there's Vivaldi's Spring Concerto.
Ooh.
I would have thought summer would be more appropriate, but maybe they want to take our minds off the
heat. They're being vintage.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Oh, I liked the season when it was cool. Yeah. That starts at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Go along. Anyway, we've been Daily Info's Oxcast.
You can find out about all the events we've talked about in this Oxcast and other events happening in Oxford and Oxfordshire on our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
Alternatively, maybe you're sick of all this talk of events and just want to find a room to live in or a job or something just to make your life have meaning. In that case, we have you covered as well. www.dailyinfo.co.uk. We also have rooms to let, jobs to find, and things to sell and buy.
Yeah,
that too.
And free things you can find, and free things you can put online as well.
Exactly.
It's not all about the money.
Exactly.
Money.
It makes the world go around, but we just want to
sing or play music or something.
Play some sound, maybe. We've been Daily Info, producing terrible covers of popular songs. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.